Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, Mr. Number 1466. Activities During James White's Convalescence, Audio. Where You Are I Know Not. I have directed one letter to you at Battle Creek, but have received no answer. Will you please to write and direct to Palermo and why? We want to hear of your success at Monterey. Are you at Albion? Did you get any peaches? Did you take care of everything in and about the house? I shall not write much till I hear from you. Your father is appearing some better. We have killed one wild black squirrel per day. He enjoys it much. We have all the fruit we could desire. I take him somewhere every day, rain or shine. Yesterday I muffled him up in shawls and buffalo and took him to Alcott Village, 3 miles, while the rain was pouring down and running off his hat in a stream. We went to Justice Lampson's, took dinner, accompanied by Sister Lindsay and Mary. We went in one chaise, they in another. The front and sides are all open and the rain was directly in our faces. Your father did not get tired, enjoyed the visit, and we returned, again in the rain, in the afternoon. Today we take dinner at Harmon's. Shall have him ride to Alcott, although it is cloudy and stormy. It has rained every day since we have been here, yet your father has been out, I believe, somewhere every day. I have written this in positive haste, for Brother Lindsay must take it to Lockport. I have sent for Jenny Rogers and her husband to come and live in our house in our absence, and take care of the premises, and he work at his trade. I don't know what they will think of the arrangement. What did you do with the team? I do not think Brother Aldrich should have our team to use teaming merely for keeping. I wish Richard Godsmark to take the team and pasture if he will. It would greatly accommodate me to have him do so. Write immediately. Willie enjoys himself well because he can be outdoors. He has been a great help to me in paring peaches and pears. I have been putting up fruit, quite a quantity. I will close. Much love to Annie and yourself, my dear boy.